Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 5th of November 2015. This is my audio blog. Been thinking a little bit more about the Audio Boom Plus account. So the functionality that that means so much to us as Audio Boo social users. You know, would we be willing to pay £60 a year or £6.99 a month? £6.99 a month for a Plus account if it guaranteed us the feature set. And I saw Gwen Lian said the very reason why she hasn't, she's not considering a Plus account is because it looks like these features are going away, even though when you look at the website it promises those features, even for free accounts. But you know, we can see that they're taking them away. So I was thinking, you know, petition. I was thinking Kickstarter. It's almost like a Kickstarter thing. If we were just say, look, this is the feature set, and these are the people that are willing to pledge their money. But I think the disadvantage with a Kickstarter is that it actually does take the money, which is not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to take anyone's money. I'm just trying to collect names. So probably a petition is probably the right thing to do. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll just go back to what are the fundamental tenets that we're looking for? What are the fundamental features? So I went back to my Boo from, I think it was the 30th of January this year, and had a listen to that, where I'd vocalised a list of the features. So we just go through those quickly again now. Number one, record on an iOS or Android device, mobile, publish to the web within minutes in just a few clicks. That's number one. Number two, additional ability to post via email or web browser on your Mac or PC, or Windows phone. Number three, the ability to record 10 minutes or more in stereo at 128 kilobits per second or more. I think as a plus paying Plus user, I think it'd probably be 20 minutes would be what we'd need, with maybe the free users back at the 5 minute limit. I think we originally had an Audio Boo. That was a good limit. I like that, 5 minutes for a free user. 20 minutes for a paid user, I think, would be good. Number four, syndicate to other platforms, Twitter, Facebook. So when you post your audio, you can just set it up so it'll automatically post to your Twitter, to your Facebook. And then obviously there could be a number of other platforms that could be used for that. Number five, RSS podcast feeds. So we need reliable RSS podcast feeds so we can subscribe to our followed lists of people in our podcatcher software if we wanted to use a podcatcher. And obviously we want to be able to publish my own content as an RSS feed so that I can put it on my blog or whatever and say, here's an RSS podcast feed for you to be able to listen to my audio blog entries. Number six, commenting on posts and email notifications of comments. That's a very important one, I think, for tying the community together. Number seven, the choice of who I follow and the ability to see who follows me. Number eight, the functionality of channels. So a little area where anyone can join in and post at a particular area of interest, subject matter interest, for instance, and then obviously people can follow the feed for that channel. Number nine, there you go, look, the stop start is working. Number nine, open to listen without having to log in. No login wall. So the audio that I want to generate, I want it to be listenable by anybody. They don't have to log in. Number 10, private messaging. That is a fundamental need for the platform that we need. So private messaging needs to be there in exactly the same places where all the other things are. So in the app, it would be great to be able to have an RSS feed as well for that, but maybe that's a step too far. But yeah, certainly being able to private message within the application would be, and within the website, would be very much required. Number 11, as many posts as you want. No limit on the number of posts. No limit on the number of listens. And number 12, last one, ad-free listening. We want to be able to listen without having ads shoved down our throats, without having other channel content, other people's content inserted into our stream. And we're prepared to pay for the privilege of not having these advertisements put in our stream. A long time ago, there was a company called Mevio that tried to be this audio platform and tried to use inserting ads as their business model. So if you're trying to turn Audio Boom into Mevio, just have a look at where Mevio is now. It's gone. Didn't work. So there you go, that is the 12-point list of things that I would be willing to pay £60 a year if I had a platform that promised me those features. So there we are. That's my 12-point manifesto of what I want from an audio boo type platform. So I can't even say audio blogging social platform without using the word audio boo. That's how ingrained it is for me. But no, I'm talking about an audio blogging social platform. Whether it's audio boo, audio boom, voice bow, soundcast, whatever, SoundCloud. Hobbypodcaster.net. I can't remember the name of the one that Bernie was coming up with. Whether it's Libsyn, whether it's the one that Stefano had come up with. These are the things that I want. What I think I'll do is I'll write those things into a petition and I'll post a link to the petition. And invite you all to sign that petition and to circulate that to anyone else that you think would be interested in signing that petition, because we need to hit at least 1,500 people, and if we could hit 60,000 people then we might actually be able to make Audio Boom profitable. We could make 65,000. Yeah. I don't know whether Paul Hopkins did anything with the SWOT analysis that he was trying to do earlier this year. But for me, those 12 points is the list. And if I can put it up there as a list there in black and white, we can all sign up to. I think that'll put us all in a much better place. So thanks for listening. And I worked out why my stop start's not working, or not been working in the car. It's because the weather's changed. I've started using the heated windscreen button, when the heated windscreen is on, it's using more battery power, isn't it? So can't risk going into stop-start mode while the heat windscreen's on. So now I know not to leave the heat windscreen on more than I absolutely need to. It seems to be working a lot better for me. So there's a happy ending. There you go, it stopped again. Hurrah! Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.